This is John Ladley.
And Mark Cooper. Welcome to the Rock Bottom Data Feed. In the second series of the Rock Bottom Data Feed, John and I did a four-part radio play following Nick Guy, data detective, as he investigated the death of Consolidated International and the role that Jennifer AI may have played in its demise. We thought that doing a 1950s film noir-style detective story would be fun, and it was fun, but it was also intended to make a serious point about the importance of data understanding and data quality, especially if you aspire to deploying AI in your enterprise. The reception from our listeners was very enthusiastic, and so we're kicking off the third series of the Rock Bottom Data Feed with the full radio play. Here is Nick Guy, data detective, in Neglect and Death. In a world drowning in data and deception, he is the last line of clarity. These are the continuing adventures of Nick Guy, data detective. Tonight's episode, Jennifer, Am I?
The city. Its sounds and smells carried on the night air, delivered through my open office window. My name is Nick Guy. I'm a data detective. I was finishing up some paperwork before going home. The Bob Twitt case has gone cold, and I was getting restless for some action. Be careful what you wish for. Come in.
Are you Nick Guy?
Her voice was smooth like cream cheese on a bagel. I need to get something to eat before it gets too late. Yes, I am. Come on in. Have a seat. I offered a chair on the other side of the desk. She floated through the room on a cloud of leather stilettos. She was wearing my favorite color, spandex. She looked like a damsel in a 1950s movie, but the only adjectives I could use these days to describe her without getting myself in trouble are... Excuse me a second. Yes? I appreciate that. All right. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Now, how can I help you?
I think I'm being framed.
I see. I did see. I'd frame her, hang her on the wall, and never leave my apartment. But this dame was in trouble. This dame was trouble. I can't resist trouble. So, tell me, what's your story?
I work for Consolidated Dynamics Corporation. I think somebody's trying to frame me. My name is Jennifer, but they call me Jen.
Pleasure to meet you, Jen. It was. What makes you think you're being framed?
I don't know for sure, really. I get asked lots of questions, and then I get blamed when I don't answer exactly right. I mean, I just finished my training, and I'm responding like I was taught. I don't know what to do.
That doesn't sound so unusual.
I've also been seeing strange things, and sometimes...
Not again. Excuse me. Yes. No. She's here with me. How did you know? Okay, we'll be right there.
They know I'm here?
Well, there's a situation at the old warehouse by the waterfront. I don't think it's a coincidence. We need to get there right away. I'll drive.
Tune in next time when we hear Nick say,
"Who are you?"
The continuing adventures of Nick Guy, data detective. Tonight's episode, Dead in the Red. Last time, a new client sashayed into Nick's office, concerned that she was being framed. Her concern heightened when Nick received a phone call alerting him to a situation that required his attention and his client's. Are the two related? We join Nick and Jennifer as they arrive at the old warehouse by the waterfront.
Hey.
This is where they said to come.
Look, the doors open over there. And a light. And crime scene tape. And police cars with flashing lights.
Seems this is the place. You wait in the car. I'll check it out. I showed the officer at the door my card. He lifted the yellow tape, I ducked under it, and walked through the door. The scene was ghastly. Laying on the floor was a lifeless corpse of Consolidated Dynamics. Red ink dripped from every pore. White chalk outlined the body. The auditor's scrolled signature nearby underscored the finality of this situation. The stench of Chapter 7 hung in the air. A photographer was taking pictures. Has anyone examined the body yet?
No, not yet. The crime scene investigator just arrived, waiting for the paparazzi here to finish up.
Last one. That should do it.
The investigator approached the body. He pulled on purple latex gloves and started searching his pockets. I need to get some of those gloves. Keys, a handkerchief. Nothing out of the ordinary. Then he reached into the inside jacket pocket, pulled out a piece of paper, and unfolded it. He looked at it as he stood up, then turned toward me. He had a puzzled look on his face.
Did you know the deceased?
I'm familiar. Not family or anything, but yeah, I'm familiar. I didn't want to mention Jennifer. At least, not yet.
Take a look at this.
He handed me the paper. It appears to be a sales lead sheet. But these companies that are listed... Why would Consolidated Dynamics be calling any of them? It doesn't make sense.
They're crossed out check marks by every name. Poor bastard must have tried calling every one of them.
Look here, down at the bottom. What's that say? The print's too small and I don't have my glasses.
It says, report produced by Gen AI.
Two and two came together and made a suspect. I needed some answers from Jennifer. I needed them fast. Fortunately, I knew where to find her. Or at least I thought I did. As I exited the building, it was immediately apparent I would not be driving myself from the scene. Damn it. She took my car.
Who?
This girl from Consolidated Dynamics that showed up at my office tonight. She called herself Jennifer. She thought she was being framed. Just then, the headlights of an approaching car painted the adjacent wall. I didn't know there were still any K cars on the road. It stopped right where my car had been. I love that car. I was feeling lost and alone without it.
I'm too late, aren't I?
Too late for what?
Too late to save the company.
Who are you?
Grant Patch, data producer for Consolidated Dynamics. You can call me Grant. Have you seen a woman? Her name is Jennifer, but she goes by Jen. She works with me at Consolidated. You'd know her if you'd seen her.
Yeah, I'd seen her. She just took off with my car.
Then I am too late.
I'm afraid so.
I'm pretty sure I know where she's going. Hop in. I'll take you.
I was reluctant. I didn't trust this guy, and he was driving up Plymouth Reliant. But it looked like he kept it in good shape. I had no way of knowing whether his information was reliable. Nevertheless, I stepped around the car and into the passenger seat. I may have been riding shotgun, but I kept one hand close to my revolver.
Where did Jennifer go? Is Grant the one trying to frame her? Will Nick and his car be reunited? Tune in next time when we hear Nick ask,
"Where's my car, dude?"
The Continuing Adventures of Nick Guy, Data Detective. Tonight's episode, A Profile in Death. Last time, Nick Guy and Grant Patch, data producer for the recently deceased Consolidated Dynamics, were looking for Grant's coworker, Jennifer AI. Jennifer had sought out Nick's help and ended up stealing his car. Grant thought he knew where she was going.
Continuing Consolidated Dynamics was headquartered in a sprawling campus, the typical squat buildings encircling neatly manicured lawns. I'd been there in the daytime once, was familiar with the setup, the parking, and the geese. At night, the undersides of the low-hanging clouds glowed from the reflected light of too many fluorescent bulbs. We checked in with a guard at the gate. It didn't seem like he'd heard the news yet, but there were 100 parking spaces and no cars. We stopped in the fire lane in front of the building.
Come, this way.
We walked briskly through the front door, across the lobby, up the stairs, and into a cubicle farm, 6x6, each one, row after row. Repressed memories from another life sent a shudder up my spine. Try not to think about it.
My office is just ahead.
The door was ajar. Harsh fluorescent light escaped into the hallway. We stopped short, approached the door slowly, carefully. I pushed it open. Sitting behind the desk was Jennifer, holding a can of wasp spray.
Just in case it wasn't you, this is a gun-free zone. No pepper spray or mace either. Wasp spray is the best defense.
Instinctively, my hand went to my jacket pocket. It was empty. It was as though my revolver had evaporated. When they say gun-free, they mean it.
Nick, I know. Grant, I know. But you, I don't know.
Grant and I both spun quickly to see who was behind us, but there was no one else in the room or the hallway. Jennifer seemed to be seeing things.
You two sit. You will have to stand.
There were two chairs. I don't know who else she was talking to.
Now, listen.
Where's my car?
I parked it out back.
She looked angry. Her gaze darted between Grant and the empty corner of her office. I was confused, but frankly didn't care. I was just glad she wasn't looking at me. I've been looked at that way before, and I don't like it. She turned toward Grant.
I knew you'd come here. Back to the scene of the crime, admiring your handiwork. Well, I'm not going to let you pin this one on me. My name might have been on that report, but you provided the source data. This is the end for you.
She started to stand up, raising the can of wasp spray still clutched in her hand. Wait. Why don't we go to the lab and look at the source data? Profile it. Get its lineage. Let's check the metadata.
Yes, let's.
I didn't think the wasp spray would do much damage, even if she did pull the trigger. But the way this night was going, I did not want to take any chances. Jennifer strode around the desk and out the door. She was halfway down the hall when she looked back over her shoulder.
Come on.
The three of us, or four, depending who was counting, wound our way to the other side of the building. We stood before a door labeled Lab. Jennifer swiped her card key through the adjacent reader, and the latch clicked. She pushed the door open. We all stepped inside. Jennifer stepped to one of the terminals.
Right over here. Let me show you. I'm innocent.
Just then, three officers burst through the door.
Jennifer AI, you're under arrest for the murder of Consolidated Dynamics.
Is this the end for Jennifer? Who is this mysterious third visitor? Or is Jennifer just seeing things? And what about Grant, who just happened to show up at the murder scene? Tune in next time for the exciting conclusion of Nick Guy, Data Detective. The continuing adventures of Nick Guy, Data Detective. Tonight's episode, Neglect and Death. Last time, officers arrested Jennifer AI for the murder of Consolidated Dynamics. She was being handcuffed and about to be led away just as Nick finished the preliminary analysis of the data she had been fed. We join Nick as he shares the results.
Just a minute, officers. All three of you will want to see this. I've been crunching the numbers Jennifer's been ingesting. I think you want to see them. The officers scanned the readout.
Look here, she's right. It's a case of bad data. And she's been hallucinating.
She was drugged.
Data framed.
She never stood a chance.
Grant Patch, you're under arrest for the unlawful administration of poison data.
Hallucinations would explain the third visitor I couldn't see. But I could see Grant getting nervous. The officers blocked the entrance. He turned to run further into the lab.
Don't do that. Besides, there's no back door. This is a FIPS-compliant facility. The Federal Information Processing Standard includes protection against back doors.
I only passed along the data that I received from the source systems. You should be talking with them.
I may very well do that, but... Excuse me. Yes? Okay, thanks. Everyone out to the car.
Am I under arrest?
Am I under arrest?
We'll see. For now, you two come with me. Nick, we'll meet you at the morgue.
We reconnected at the morgue. The coroner met us at the pathology lab. It smelled of formaldehyde and unanswered questions. I was glad to have my car back. I still hadn't eaten. Oh, maybe that's a good thing now.
The autopsy is telling. We need to do a more thorough audit, but it's clear that this company died of systemic failure. Just in the short time I've had the body here, I've found oversight handled by IT, bad data quality, and source systems that are not controlled. The regulatory deposits in the bloodstream would have been fatal anyway.
Does that mean we're free to go?
That's up to the officer. But while what you did wasn't technically illegal, it was no doubt a contributing factor to the demise. Jen, you should have known to be more careful about the data you ingest. You were hallucinating like you'd eaten a tray of mushrooms, and I'm not talking about the Campbell soup kind. And Grant, you can't just throw up your hands and claim ignorance. You never even bothered to ask the question whether the data was good or not.
But the source systems
were... Never mind the buts. Even if you don't have management support, run your own data quality measures and publish them. Somewhere. Anywhere.
You two can go. Maybe another company will subscribe to your services. And maybe you have a better understanding.
The coroner didn't have to say it, but I knew. Consolidated Dynamics should have known, too. When will they learn? Everyone is a data steward. Doing the same things the same way for 30 years? Too much neglect? Bad diet? Data debt? No exercise? It leads to the same sad story that always repeats. I returned to my office in the heart of the concrete canyon, the streets dark and wet, surrendering only tales of woe. Speaking of woe, I'm not sure that Jennifer was ever officially my client. Did she really exist? There's no paperwork here on my desk, and I don't have an address to send the bill. At least I got my revolver back. And my car, I love that car. But I need a vacation. Maybe disappear for a while. I wonder if I can find Bob Twitt's travel agent.
We hope you've enjoyed this special episode and that you'll join us next time. We'll have some new features and new guests and a new partnership we're excited to announce. And as always, the best data content, in our most humble opinions. And until then, this has been John Ladley and Mark Cooper for the Rock Bottom Data Feed. Thanks for listening, and remember, when you're here, you've reached rock bottom. You can find more information about the topics covered in this episode, the fuss about Nick Guy, at our website, rockbottomdatafeed.com. The Rock Bottom Data Feed is a counter-threaded production, copyright 2025, all rights reserved.